Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're in the book of Exodus, we're reading through the Bible, and this is chapter 22. So let's all ask the Lord to bless chapter 22. Father God, open up the minds, the spiritual minds of everybody, to give them the ability to stand in the Spirit another day. Because if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not be condemned. Lord, keep everyone wide awake during these precepts, because these are the ways that we are to govern our lives. The law is a never-ending document that you've written with your own hand on two tablets of stone. And Lord, we are to conduct our life according to the precepts of the law as well. And that's what these are. That's what chapter 22 and some of the other chapters are all about. Lord, we ask that you implant it on everyone's mind to think about it every day, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So Lord, we see a lot of evil things happening on earth. A lot of the truck drivers are getting in accidents. Lord, bind this. Wake them up. Let them keep the laws of the land, that they're not to be making left-hand turns from a far right lane, and other things that they should be aware, stay awake, otherwise they could die in just the flash of a moment. Lord, we thank you for finances. Keep them coming in, Lord. We need it. Praise the Lord. Ever let everyone praise you, Lord, and give you thanks for all the wonderful blessings you've given unto us. To be thankful for every morsel of food that we have, and for all the living facilities that you've given each and every person. And for life, another day of life. Lord, give us more faith in this message. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
Exodus chapter 22, King James Version, verse 1. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft.
It's a common thing in those days to sell people as slaves. And some people that are broke would sell themselves into slavery because they needed the money for something.
If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. If fire break out, and catch in thorns, so that the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges, to see whether he have put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. Translation verses 1 through 8. Protection of property. Quote, a fine must be paid by anyone who steals an ox or sheep and then kills or sells it. For oxen, the fine is 5 oxen for each one stolen. For sheep, the fine is 4 sheep for each one stolen. If a thief is caught in the act of breaking into a house and is killed in the process, the person who killed the thief is not guilty. But if it happens in daylight, the one who killed the thief is guilty of murder. A thief who is caught must pay in full for everything that was stolen. If payment is not made, the thief must be sold as a slave to pay the debt. If someone steals an ox or a donkey or a sheep and it is recovered alive, then the thief must pay double the value. If an animal is grazing in a field or vineyard and the owner lets it stray into someone else's field to graze, then the animal's owner must pay damages in the form of high-quality grain or grapes. If a fire gets out of control and goes into another person's field, destroying the sheaves or the standing grain, then the one who started the fire must pay for the lost crops. Suppose someone entrusts money or goods to a neighbor, and they are stolen from the neighbor's house. If the thief is found, the fine is double the value of what was stolen. But if the thief is not found, God will determine whether or not it was the neighbor who stole the property. King James Version, verse 9. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges. And whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. If a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt, or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he hath not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness, and he shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If her father utterly refuse to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. Translation verses 9 through 19. Suppose there is a dispute between two people as to who owns a particular ox, donkey, sheep, article of clothing, or anything else. Both parties must come before God for a decision, and the person whom God declares guilty must pay double to the other. Now suppose someone asks a neighbor to care for a donkey, ox, sheep, or any other animal, but it dies or is injured or gets away, and there is no eyewitness to report just what happened. The neighbor must then take the oath of innocence in the presence of the Lord. The owner must accept the neighbor's word, and no payment will be required. But if the animal or property was stolen, payment must be made to the owner. And if it was attacked by a wild animal, the carcass must be shown as evidence, and no payment will be required. If someone borrows an animal from a neighbor, and it is injured or killed, and if the owner was not there at the time, the person who borrowed it must pay for it. But if the owner is there, no payment is required. And no payment is required if the animal was rented, because this loss was covered by the rental fee. Social responsibilities. If a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged to anyone and sleeps with her, he must pay the customary dowry and accept her as his wife. But if her father refuses to let her marry him, the man must still pay the money for her dowry. A sorceress must not be allowed to live. Anyone who has sexual relations with an animal must be executed. King James Version, verse 20. He that sacrificeth unto any god, save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as an usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. Translation verses 20 through 27. Quote, anyone who sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be destroyed. Do not oppress foreigners in any way. Remember, you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. Do not exploit widows or orphans. If you do, and they cry out to me, then I will surely help them. My anger will blaze forth against you, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives will become widows, and your children will become fatherless. If you lend money to a fellow Hebrew in need, do not be like a money lender charging interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge of repayment, you must return it by nightfall. Your neighbor will need it to stay warm during the night. If you do not return it and your neighbor cries out to me for help, then I will hear, for I am very merciful. King James Version, verse 28. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay.
Well, he's saying curse the ruler of your people. Your people are the Hebrews or the born again Christians today. You're not to curse the leaders of God's people. Okay? The Lord doesn't stick up for the devil, ever. Okay, then what else?
Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me.
Okay, I want to get back right into that as a translation.
Sir. Translation verses 28 and 29. Do not blaspheme God or curse anyone who rules over you. Do not hold anything back when you give me the tithe of your crops and your wine. You must make the necessary payment for redemption of your firstborn son.
Okay, read the first one again.
Do not blaspheme God or curse anyone who rules over you.
Okay, the Bible says, what about rulers? Obey those that have the rule over you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that again.
Do not blaspheme God or curse anyone who rules over you.
Okay, God is supposed to rule over you. And if he tells you, appoint somebody to rule over you, then you're blaspheming the Lord by not doing what he says. You're like paying no attention to his voice. A lot of people think that's the President of the United States, but the Lord never appointed him over you. Or nor did he appoint the New World Order or the a League of Nations or anything like that over you. No, we're supposed to keep the commandments that don't go against God's commandments, the law of the land, like speeding, we're not to speed. If it says that we're not to, if we're to drive 55 miles in a 55 mile an hour zone, you're going against God if you go 60 miles an hour or 56 miles an hour. And so you think that you're just going against Caesar, but you're going against God, because God tells you in these type of laws you're to keep them, because you're going to be spending God's money to pay off the fines, and he doesn't want you to do that. And you're also tying yourself up in court and in jails, and causing more money to be for given for insurance if you get in a wreck because of your speeding and so on. But who the Lord means that it has the rule over you are the people that are of the Lord that God has called to be over you, your minister, the pastor. All right, then what else?
Do not hold anything back when you give me the tithe of your crops and your wine. You must make the necessary payment for redemption of your firstborn sons. King James Version, verse 30. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam. On the eighth day thou shalt give it me.
Another reason that the Lord wants you to obey those that have the rule over you, because you said you would let God be your ruler. And if you don't, if you just keep doing your own thing, then what you've done is lied to the Holy Spirit. And don't forget what happened to Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit. You're not to be unruly, but you're to be ruled by the Holy Spirit, by God, who told you that he put rulers over you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
And ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. Translation, verses 30 and 31. You must also give me the firstborn of your cattle and sheep. Leave the newborn animal with its mother for 7 days. Then give it to me on the eighth day. You are my own holy people. Therefore, do not eat any animal that has been attacked and killed by a wild animal. Throw its carcass out for the dogs to eat.
Okay, that was the last verse of chapter 22. And so right now we have some commentary.
22 verse 1, quote, a fine must be paid for by anyone who steals an ox or sheep and then kills or sells it. For oxen, the fine is 5 oxen for each one stolen. For sheep, the fine is 4 sheep for each one stolen. Unquote.
Don't read it. Just keep reading the commentary.
Okay. The thief had to make restitution. 22 verses 2 through 4.
Okay, just let them read it, because he just did it.
Yes, sir.
So just read the commentary.
Okay. If a thief broke into a home at night and was killed, the person who killed him was free of wrath. If a thief came into a home in the daylight and was killed, the one doing the slaying was treated as a murderer. Chapter 21, verse 12. Quote, he that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death, unquote. The rationale...
So the rationale behind that is that it's in daytime, and you could call help, and there's people that are up and around, and you can see who it is, so that you can report them to the authorities. But go ahead, and I've put other reasons down.
The rationale behind this is based upon the ability of the witnesses to identify the thief and take him before the judges for restitution.
But at nighttime, you can't tell whether they're coming in there to steal something or to kill you, so it's all right to murder him. Not to murder him, but to kill him. Okay? Perfectly permissible. Okay, then what?
22, verse 13. Quote, and if it was attacked by a wild animal, the carcass must be shown as evidence and no payment will be required, unquote. The carcass proved that a wild animal did attack the animal and that the one charged with the animal's safety did attempt to protect it.
Now, these are rules so that people don't have to come up with some arbitrary sentence or let them get by with anything. These must be obeyed because it's the law of God. All right, then what?
22, verse 16 and 17.
Just let them read it.
Sex was viewed as a gift of God. Godly sex allowed one to do as God did as a creator, by giving life to another human being in God's image. Thus, all improper sexual activity was looked upon as an affront to God and a lowering of human dignity.
Yeah, the lowering of human dignity. So, sex is made for people to enjoy in a marriage. Anyone that does it any other time, the Bible states, shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Because you're looking at sexual relationships as like a beast does, and not as a person in the image and likeness of God. And your thinking is terribly off. You're not a godly person, and you have no place, no business in the kingdom of heaven. Then what else?
22, verse 18, quote, a sorceress must not be allowed to live, unquote. Sorcery was trying to force a deity or spirits to do the bidding of the sorcerer. 22, verse 22.
Or the bidding of Satan. Because the sorcerer is of the spirit of Satan, and it wants you to do the bidding of himself, which is Satan is telling him what to do. So you're only to serve God, worship God, and serve him. All right, then what? Should be put to death. Then what else?
Quote, do not exploit widows or orphans, unquote. To afflict meant to treat with contempt. 22, verse 25 through 27.
And the Lord says he'll kill you for that. And then what else?
22, verse 25 through 27. Quote, if you lend money to a fellow Hebrew in need, do not be like a moneylender charging interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge of repayment, you must return it by nightfall. Your neighbor will need it to stay warm during the night. If you do not return it and your neighbor cries out to me for help, then I will hear, for I am very merciful. Unquote. The duty of the rich was to lend to the poor, but without interest. You could with the Gentiles, but not with your Jewish brothers and sisters. Duty could be asked for, but not if it would cause the borrower to suffer. 22, verse 28. Quote, do not blaspheme God or curse anyone who rules over you, unquote. The same honor paid to God was also to be paid to his representatives. 22, verses 1 through 15. These regulations of the Lord for people is concerning restitution for property losses.
Right, that's what this whole chapter is about. All right, then what?
They are related to the recovery and the boundaries in property will be respected by others in society. And they are related to the recovery of issues for personal boundaries and accountability. We should be able to expect that our personal boundaries and property will be respected by others in society. We should also expect appropriate restitution when such boundaries are violated or our property destroyed. Accountability for actions that violate others is an important part of God's program for a healthy society. 22 verse 16 through 28. There are certain behaviors that are brutally inhumane and therefore abominable to God and others. God has set clear boundaries in such cases and demands our accountability to them. The Apostle Paul implied that such behavior, which is totally devoid of faith and commitment to God, not only brings self-destruction, but also erodes the very fabric of society. Romans 1:18 through 32. Quote, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Unquote.
Right, this starts out, you know, people doing what they consider little things that don't really mean a lot. But it's these are the ordinances of the Lord to live a healthy life and to have a healthy society of people in the world. And obviously there's not a healthy society of people in this world at all today. And so they get what it is saying is that they wax worse and worse, and they'll have sex with dogs, cats, horses, pigs, any kind of animal, because they get so bad, they pay no attention to the ordinances of the Lord, that they become worse than animals. And they're worthy of death, the Lord says. Then they start being homosexuals and bisexuals, and they still don't think that there's anything wrong with them. And so it all starts out with a few what they consider to be little things, and it starts eating and eating away at them like wormwood. Like a bunch of worms is eating them up alive, their spirits, their souls. And they're damned forever. Okay?
Complete recovery demands that we refrain from irresponsible behavior and seek reconciliation with God and those we have wronged.
But it doesn't make any difference how smart people think they are. You know, it seems like the more they sin, Satan makes them think that they're smart, and they have these belligerent, repugnant-looking looks on their faces, to where, you know, you just can't even hardly... I can't stand to look at them. Go ahead.
22 verse 8. But if the thief is not found, God will determine whether or not it was the neighbor who stole the property, unquote, or the judges. 22:9a.
Yeah, so they take him to the judges, right? Then what else? To the judges we will go. Then what?
22:9a.
And it's not like the judges that you see today. These people judge according to the word of God, these kind of judges that they're talking about here. Okay, then what? That Moses is talking of. Then what?
22:9a, quote, suppose there is a dispute between two people as to who owns a particular ox, donkey, sheep, article of clothing, or anything else. Both parties must come before God for a decision, unquote, or before the judges. And then 22:9b, quote, and the person whom God declares guilty must pay double to the other, unquote, or whom the judges declare.
All right, as I said before, this was chapter 22 of the book of Exodus, and these are things you really didn't see in the movie Exodus. They just very lightly touched on some of the major things in the book of Exodus, but I would say that the law is extremely major. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you don't keep the law, there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is chapter 22. We'll be doing chapter 23 this evening. Until then, God bless you very much, and keep these statutes on your mind, because this is the way that people are a good influence in this world. They're like letting God represent himself in them so that this can be a healthy society. Because when people see you doing good, then they want to do the same thing. Or they will hate you and want to do the exact opposite. There's a lot of both kinds of people in this world. Till then, God bless you and praise the Lord.